don't like being worn. That's all I've been since I was born. Toenails cut like a knife. It's a sad socks life. I don't want to be stuffed in a drawer or stuck in somebody's shoe anymore. I don't want a sweaty foot in me. I just want to be free, free, free. Just let me run with the wild hoes, where pens and pencils and the car keys go. I want to dance at the free sock hop.
Hey folks, you're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Before I begin the show, I'd like to acknowledge that we're on Treaty 1 territory, and the land that we broadcast from is the land of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Ojibwe, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Métis Nation. To Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Before we begin the show, I'd like to acknowledge that we're on Treaty 1 territory, and the land that we broadcast from is the land of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Ojibwe, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and on the homeland of the Métis Nation.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm Keely, and you just heard Punch Dance in a Wooded Glen remixes. Yeah.
That was the Forest Nymph remix by Mutable Body.
Yay! And I've got Jill on the show with me today.
Hey, everybody.
I've interviewed you in the past, but yep. You're just here as like a co-host kind of thing.
Cool.
This week. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to play some tunes. And it's also the Fun Drive edition of the show. It looks like we've already passed $200 for this show. So keep it rolling. As a goal, I'd like to double it. I just want to say double it.
Yeah.
Double it.
At a minimum, we're going to double it.
Double it. Yeah. You're playing a Fun Drive show, right?
On Friday. At Public Domain.
Cookie Delicious, Qualipop, and Forstein.
Yep.
I haven't seen Forstein before.
Me neither, but
that's
the stuff I've seen on the internet looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be, I think it's even advertised as like dancey, but also mind melty. And that's pretty accurate.
Hey, and bear with me, I am not doing playlist stuff right now. We are jumping between CD tracks.
Yeah.
Going a little old school.
Very old school. This is stuff that you won't find on the internet because this is radio that you won't hear anywhere else, which is why you want to donate to keep it alive.
Okay, so which one are we going to play first?
I think Anybody by Helen. Helen was Christine Fellows and Barry Marochnik and Luke and Chang, I think. So yeah, some very old names for old people who would remember. That's it.
And it seems to be going on its own. Okay, we're going to try that again. Yeah. Start it from the beginning.
On my
Hey folks, you're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You just heard Helen.
Helen. Yep. Winnipeg band.
That was the first time I've heard that song, I think.
It's a very catchy song. Very yeah. Cranberries-esque.
Yeah. I want to thank both Todd and Tom. Thank you for donating. Amazing. Keep us on the air. Keep it rolling. You can donate by calling the pledge line 204-774-6877. That's 204-774-6877. Or online, fundrive.ckuw.ca. I'm going to play a song now by Scylla from the album Scylla is Boss. I cannot pronounce the first name of this. I cannot pronounce the name of this track. So forgive me. It's something like Teleskulak. They are a duo from Nunavut. And it's a lot of fun. It's a good. I like it. It's interesting. If it will play.
I'm stoked to hear it. First of all, I'd like to say stoked to hear it. Second, I'd like to say double it.
Double it. Double it.
And keep it rolling.
Here we go.
Okay.
folks. You're listening to Eclectic Resonance on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello.
Hey. What did we just hear?
That was Band from Atlantis, which was Mike Germain, James Mahar, Doug McLean, and Lisa Smurl. They were a four-piece. One of my all-time favorite local albums is that one. It's very listenable. You can always listen to it. It's very catchy stuff.
Yeah, I'm just like looking at the CD case right now.
Yeah.
I love the art in this. It's like so collagey on the outside, and the inside there's like a fish with like, it's all labeled. Like, it's got all the different types of fins and everything. It just...
Yeah, actually the album title, People Write to Gina Davis in Japanese, was a song that Doug McLean did with a band that he also played in called The Garage People. And they were also very... I've got all their stuff on cassette, but I didn't bring cassettes because it'd be too hard to cue it up.
Well, you'll have to come on the show and we'll have to do an episode of Cassette Roulette where we just like put it in.
Yeah.
See what it's on, because you don't know because it's a cassette tape, and it's a lot of fun. Kind of like a really weird listening party.
I was listening to Boat cassette that I have because I was going to bring that because last night was Hut Hut's album release, but I brought a Boat CD instead. It's a CDR and it doesn't seem to want to play.
Yeah, it's not liking to read it, but that's part of, I guess, owning
physical media.
Yeah, owning physical media is like... But at least you still have it. Because something that I encounter all the time, because I teach fitness, and sometimes I'll like go to play my playlist like normal, because why check to see if the band removed their stuff every single time you teach?
That.
And then like I go to teach a particular sequence, and like the sequence after song comes on, and I'm like totally thrown because it just like the song no longer exists.
Right. I haven't had it that bad where it's like I'm teaching a class, but if you're DJing and you're wanting to play this next song next and it's just not there anymore, it's...
Oh, yeah.
I found usually it is there. It's just it's re-released sometimes, not all the time.
Like remastered or like, remixed or something?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes if they release it as a single and you add the single, then that'll be missing, or if it's on a compilation and it just sort of has a limited license, but then you can search for it and it'll be on an album somewhere.
Somewhere. But not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
No, I'd like...
Sometimes they're just gone.
That happened to one of the songs that I was using. They remixed it and made it like twice as long, and it didn't have the same beat that I needed because it was a different speed.
Yeah. That's happened to me too.
Yeah. And that definitely threw up all of my lunge sequence. So I had to find something else, which was a little stressful when you have like 10 people looking at you being like, which exercise do you do next? CDs or MP3 downloads.
Yeah, or records or cassettes.
But at least for teaching, I probably should go back to that.
Go back to MP3s,
Just so like my stuff's locked in. I'm actually thinking about getting rid of my streaming service altogether. I was telling you about while the song was playing.
Yeah.
How I almost got suckered by a fake artist persona on like Instagram Reels or something. I was like, oh, this sounds kind of cool. And then I went and looked at them and I was like, and then I Googled it and they are not an artist. And I was like, well, that explains why that song sounded familiar. But I couldn't quite put my finger on.
Yeah. I had that happen to me a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Where I just had the radio on YouTube Music and it played the song and I was like, this is exactly what I like. And then I looked it up and I was like, I can't tell. Like, I don't know if this is. And it was the thing that tipped me off was the title of the song. And it could be a deliberate thing, but it was like a prompt. It was like, what would this band sound like if they sounded like that band or this song? And I was just like, okay, that's the title of the song. And it sounds like that.
The reason you like it is because it sounds like other bands that you like, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what they were going for. So it's not original music at all. And we're all about original music.
Yep.
So, yeah. I think it's honestly going to lead to a resurgence in, like analog media.
Media and live music.
Yeah, I hope so. And hopefully also radio stations.
Speaking of which, we should plug real quick and then play the next song.
Yes.
You can go online to fundrive.ckuw.ca if you don't want to talk to anyone on the phone, which is, you know, understandable.
Or
am I that disgusting to speak to?
I'm just saying.
Or you can call the pledge line 204-774-6877. 774-6877. I am. Or do we want to play your CD song?
Let's do one of your picks next.
Okay. I'm going to play something from Wikitoko. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. From Edmonton. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be fun. Here we go.
Thank you.
You're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Where else are you going to hear
Dog Bit You?
Dog Bit You?
Yes.
What is that song?
That is Eyeball Hurt and the Medicine. This is, Winnipeg has some
interesting stuff.
Forgotten art rock, like you would not believe. Michael DeMonte is in this group, and Drew Langlois, and they've both got pretty successful art careers outside of this, beyond this.
This is just for funsies.
I don't know. They did play live once, and I saw it live, and it was amazing. Yeah, they're just, it's brilliant. The whole thing is brilliant. There's like 44 songs on here. This very Garage People related as well, but this is going pretty far back.
Yeah, that's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
For a single album, 44. Yeah. Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Although a lot of them are, like, marked as, like, songs that were written and performed, like, live while they're driving around the city. So they just had, like, a cassette recorder that they would record.
But that's even, like, more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really funny and really good songs, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so where else are you going to hear that song anything from them I by Waitokau I can't pronounce it in the same little rock block
it's a rock block of Bach
so please pledge. Yeah, 35 gets you the Friends card, which has a lot of cool stuff on it. New this year is Adiha Bakery and Worker Co-op for 15% off, which, like, I'm probably going to use that at least once a week.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really good. And Fionn's Grant Park is now on here, too. Interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, of course, you've got all the regulars like Organic Planet, Park Theater, Public Domain.
Into the Music.
Yes. My mom has been donating for a while, just like the 35 to get the Friends card. And she only just realized that Wolseley Kombucha is on here. And she goes every week.
Oh, wow.
She's like, I could have been getting like the free the free grab and grow every single week.
They're
and
still just, on there. You can still get
still
it.
Still on here. Yeah. Yeah. So she's gonna. She handed me 35 that I'm supposed to write it down. Mm-hmm. So get your Friends card. There's also the 75 that gets you the Fun Drive T-shirt and also the Friends card, and then the 95.9 gets you the toque or the brand new tote bag.
Is the Fun Drive shirt the same design as the poster?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's got like the tube and the fish. Very pink. But the Friends card also comes with that. And then there's also like when you go to pick up your stuff, there's always little interesting extras.
Cool.
Like CDs from bands or like other random like stickers and stuff that have been donated. And they're a lot of fun. We are going to play.
Next is the CD?
Yes.
Do we talk about it after or before?
Let's talk about it before.
All right. What's coming up is a band called Voight. Again, Winnipeg stuff that you would not know about because it's been kind of forgotten. Formerly, they were called Grand Theft Canoe. And okay. They're actually quite popular. And then they changed their name for this last album, released it, and then broke up.
Oh, and, classic Winnipeg.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the whole album, brilliant, top to bottom.
Okay, so we're going to play it. Here we go.
Lord knows
Hey folks, you're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you, Gail. Made our goal. Double it. We only need 4 more donations to equal the same number of donations that the show got last year. So please call in. And if you are going for a higher pledge level, you can spread it out. It doesn't need to be all at once.
Payment plan.
Yeah, you can do monthly donations, which are a lot more manageable, I think, for many of us right now. You just heard Take Me to the After Party album by the Dead Ex Girlfriends. That was The Party. They are coming to Side Stage near the end of the month. I've played them on the show before. They're an indigenous, Riot Girl kind of styled band from Saskatchewan. And it's going to be a good show, I think. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm going to play Rihanna next.
Cool.
Nose Repairs. And then I'm going to play after from the album Where Do You Go at Night by Claire Morrison, who is from Montreal.
I was thought they were from Winnipeg.
It says Montreal, Quebec on their Bandcamp. Rihanna is from here.
Yeah.
But Rihanna did the production on...
I could be wrong, but I thought that Claire Morrison was originally from Winnipeg. Maybe they moved to...
Oh, okay, maybe. And then maybe that's how they know each other. That would make sense. But today, Rihanna was nominated for a production award by Women in Music, and it's always really nice to see Winnipeg people represented on anything that is very Toronto-centric.
Amen.
Yeah. So I'm going to play some Rihanna.
On a déjà goûté à trop. Déjà plané bien plus haut, épuisé tous les propos, fait la gare au grand galop. Faudrait s'en...
restless in this holding, made weak against the push of all that pressing, bursting forward, I am willing. Let's take the highway to the sky, I fly, has there been worse, has there been harder, can I take my blackest brush and make it darker, I can hear you say, don't be a martyr, I will laugh so I don't cry.
Folks, you're listening to Eclectic Residence on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You just heard I Fly by Claire Morrison from their album Where Do You Go at Night, which is the album that Rihanna is nominated for the production work on, which I think is super cool. Yeah.
And it's also, this whole show so far has been very eclectic,
mm-hmm.
style-wise.
Yeah, so...
Although all Canadian, I think, so far.
I think so.
Mostly Winnipeg.
Mostly. That's kind of the, well, I'm eclectic residence.
Yes, that's the residence part.
Yes. And with how some stuff is going, it's kind of like I'm almost at the point where it's like, unless I've seen someone play live or know someone who's played live or like know that they've played at a venue somewhere, I'm kind of...
Yeah. Default that it's going to be AI generated,
yeah.
Assumption.
Yeah. I think it was super uncool that like AI artists were charting in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's been a while now. I think the last several months, at least two of the top 40 for the Billboard charts are AI generated.
Yeah. Support artists and like local art and
yes.
Like. Yeah, I don't understand why we'd want to outsource that kind of
any
work.
Kind of art.
Yeah, because then it's like it loses its soul.
Yeah.
We are almost at the end of the show, so you still have 5 minutes to go online and pledge to fundrive.ckw.ca or call the pledge line at 204-774-6877. That's 204-774-6877. I'm gonna play, we'll see if we can squish in two more songs. We're gonna do,
are we gonna do the church choir next?
Yes.
Okay, this is again a Forgotten Winnipeg trio, Patrick Keenan, Caitlin Hutchinson, and Leah, I think, Moore.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna do that. It's the Bomb Song.
The Bomb Song. It's one of my, it's a very, very catchy song.
If we have time, we'll squish in a short one by Jug because they're playing for the Circle One Radio Fun Drive fundraiser.
Also a great band to see live.
Yes. On Thursday, February 19th at Public Domain. And I think all of those shows are door tickets only. So get there early and put a mark it in your calendars. Here we go.
There.